kind, gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much again, Lord our God, for the wonderful grace you are giving unto each and every one of us. Since we came here this morning into this auditorium, you have been ministering unto our needs in diverse ways. Lord, you have been sending deliverance upon the lives of your children. Lord, we thank you very much, O Lord our God, increasing our faith, O Lord our God, in this time, O Lord our God, when there is evil, wickedness in the land, everywhere. Lord, we thank you very much for there is power in your word that break every yoke and set the captives free. Glory be to your name, Lord. We know your word can never return unto you void. Be it going to accomplish its eternal purpose in the life of each and every one of us. Grant it, Heavenly Father. We need increase of that capturing faith, O Lord, that revelation in our heart, O Lord, that, Father, we don't want to be forgetful hearers of your word, but be doers of the same. Thank you, our Father, for the verses you have used to address our needs in these services of today, both in the Sunday school and in the main service. Thank you for the worship service again this afternoon. Thank you for the song leader. Thank you for the congregation. Thank you very much, O Lord, for the officers at their posts of duty. Thank you for the special. Thank you very much, Lord, for the instrument users and everyone, O Lord our God, computer operators, engine operators, Heavenly Father. We thank and bless your name. O God of heaven, this is the last service of today. May you further bless our souls, Lord. Mighty God in heaven, may the Holy Spirit drop one word, O Lord our God, that will shatter every wicked plans of the enemy in the lives of your children. For one word from you, Heavenly Father, means more, O Lord, than a thousands of words a man may speak for years. Have your way, Heavenly Father. Once more condition our heart, O Lord. Glory be to your name forevermore. In the name of Jesus Christ, our wonderful Savior, I pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's turn in our Bibles to the book of Numbers. Again, this afternoon, Numbers, chapter 13. The book of Numbers, chapter 13. Read verse 30. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses. May the Lord bless his word this afternoon to our heart. Amen. Please be seated. If we read further, when he stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. Amen. Amen. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Heaven and earth will pass away. God's word to his children at this end of time, because he's rich in mercy. That is why he sent Elijah of this end time unto you and to me, knowing the deception of the enemy in this wicked, adulterous, sin-caused, waiting the judgment of God generation, to bring you and me out of the chaos that the whole world is in. Church of the living God, may God help us. Hallelujah. Yes, we want to continue from where we stopped on Wednesday. The title of our sermon is Stand Still. Please. 57:05-18. 57:05-18. God bless you, brother. Amen. What made Caleb to steal the people before Moses? Because there were 12 that were sent, one from each tribe. Let our minds be here, please. One from each tribe to go and spy the land according to the word of the Lord unto Moses. Whatever God wanted to tell the children of Israel, he will communicate through Moses unto them. Amen. And then, in this chapter 13 here, God told Moses, send 12 men, one from each tribe. Let them go and spy the land which I have. Brother Bam emphasized, he didn't say which I will. Are you there? He said, which I have given them. Whether what I have told their father is true or not. Amen. Because Jehovah spoke to Papa Abraham, said, know for sure that your seed will sojourn in a strange land 400 years. And on the dot of 400 years, I, the Lord, will bring them out from the land of affliction, from the hand of the tax masters. I'm going to deliver them. Not only that, they will not go out empty-handed. Amen? And when God met Moses in the wilderness, in that Genesis chapter 3, verse 8, I've heard the groan of my people. I've heard their cry. I remember my promise. God always remember his promise. It's not you, it's not me. Because he knew all things from the foundation of, the ending from the beginning. I'm bringing them out of this land of affliction. I'm taking them to a good and a large land. A land that is flowing with milk and honey. The land of the Canaanites. The Jebusites. The Amorites. The Hivites. And the rest of them. Amen. A land flowing with milk and honey. God's word is ever true. And God sent Moses and told him, I have said it. Amen. I, the God of your father Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I have said it, that I'm going to bring you out of this land of affliction and I'm taking you to that good land. Oh my. God's word can never fail. Heaven and earth will pass away. You will pass away, I will pass away. Nations be no more. Denominations be no more. But the word of God stands sure. Because the word of God is eternal. And God and his word, they are the same. Amen. Now, Caleb and Joshua, with the rest of the ten now, they were all there. When the promise was made, they had it. Amen. They had it that I have spoken it. I have said it. That I'm bringing you out. God told Moses, go and call the elders of Israel. Gather them together. Tell them the God of your father, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, has visited you. And when they gather them together, go to Pharaoh. Tell him, Israel is my firstborn. Let my people go that they might serve me. And when they came to Pharaoh, now they wanted to know whether it is true or not. How can we know that God has sent you unto us? Show us a sign. Then he performed the sign and they believed. Are you there? They welcomed it. And they went to Pharaoh. This is the thing. The Pharaoh said, who is the Lord? Who is he that I, Pharaoh, should let the children of Israel go? I know not the Lord. Truly, he didn't know the Lord. He confessed he didn't know the Lord. So he didn't know the Lord. I will not let them go. I will not let them go. Now, nobody can fight against God. Jehovah God has spoken. Finally, then the plague started. God told Moses, see to it, take note, see to it that all the signs and wonders that I have given to your hand, make sure you do them all. But no, you must not fail. The only thing is, I'm going to harden the heart of Pharaoh that he will not let them go. Because God has something in mind. May God help us, church. So, December, no, continue. Like play. It's not their water into one. It's not their water into blood. Like play. Frogs. Like play. Flies. Like play. Lies. Like play. Thunders. Lightnings. Destroy their crops. Destroy their animals. Like play. 3 days, total darkness. That no man could move from here to that place. God was doing these things. But each time Pharaoh wanted to repent, God will harden his heart. And he will tell Moses, Moses, see, I have hardened the heart of Pharaoh. He will not let them go. God was with it. Finally. Amen. Then he did the last plague. And that was the death of the firstborn. When the people of Israel were sent in Goshen, the people, the Egyptians, were suffering. Finally, they came out. And when they came out, the pillar of fire appeared unto them. You see, the same yesterday, today, and forever. While they were in Egypt, there was no pillar of fire appearing today. But Jehovah God was keeping them, was taking care of them, and was dealing with the enemy. Amen. And one thing God had in mind, because after they came out now, God told Moses, still, hey, this Pharaoh is a stubborn guy. I'm still going to harden his heart that he will pursue the children of Israel. And I'm going to get me honor. And God made the prophecy that he said that they ought to have taken through the land of the Philistines, because it is shorter to the promised land. But in case they should see war, that then they will turn back. Let them go this way. The way of the Lord leads to the Red Sea. Where there is a blockade, mountain here, desert here, Red Sea in the front, where are they going to? That is why the prophet made you and I to know in another sermon. He said, when Pharaoh, when he heard that they have left there, they have escaped, he said, why should we allow these people to go from serving us? But remember, the word of the Lord can never fail. Now the Red Sea blocked them. And God made a way for them. When the Red Sea blocked their way now, then, Moses said, come on, this is the way we are going to the promised land. And the people were happy. So we have escaped one trial. We are now going to the promised land. We are not going to have any other trials again. Well, Abraham said, no, not like that. May God help you. May God help you. Because of what you read to us on Wednesday. And suddenly, while they were rejoicing that they have escaped trial, no more trial will come along their way. Let me say this. Christianity is not a bed of roses. I thank the Almighty God. What was in my heart this morning? The Holy Ghost has spoken through Brother Sam. Because I went there to read the portion of this sermon you read in the morning. About, look, nothing can defeat the purpose of God in your life. Look, I don't want to go back into that. I was happy this morning. Let me say this to us, church. May God help us. It is time to begin to check ourselves. It is an individual race. Oh. You see, God demands sincerity. I wonder how can a man stay in this assembly. I said, did you understand something about marriage and divorce? May God have mercy upon us. You see, if you are unstable, you are unstable. If you have made up your mind to serve God all the days of your life, God will make a way for you. If you are a made believer, you are a made believer. May God help us. You see, oh my. Praise the Lord. And they look back and they see dust in the sky. Oh, what is that? Well, man said, one of them climbed the hill and said, it is Pharaoh. Alas! Alas! It is Pharaoh coming after us. And the Bible said, and they cried unto God. Fear. They fear greatly. Erupa won't giddy. Because of Pharaoh. Human being is human being. Anytime, any day. They have soon forgotten all that took place in Egypt. There was a blockade now. Moses, is this not what we told you in Egypt? Then Moses said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. For these Egyptians that you see today, you will see them no more. God will fight for you and you will keep your mouth shut. You will hold your peace. Amen. And when Moses, the servant of the Lord, cried unto God, God said, why he cried unto me? Speak. Speak. But the man said, Moses did not know anything about retreat. There is no retreat in God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Speak. And then you will march forward. What is that in your hand? A rod. Then set it forth. The same rod with which he performed miracles and signs and plagues and all the things in Egypt, when he set it forth, oh my, the Bible made us to know that God, who was leading them in that pillar of fire, he removed from them in their front and stood at their back. Instead of being darkness to the covenant people of God, he became light to them. Light removed from their front and came to their back. Instead of being darkness to them, he became light to them and was darkness to the enemy. So that this enemy could not come near. And God sent an east wind all through that night and cleared the Red Sea. And one on this side, one on this side. Amen. These are the things that Joshua and Caleb, they were looking at. The word of God, the promise of God, the power of the Almighty God. Amen. Hallelujah. But the man said in this sermon, he said, the earth was quivered because of the children of Israel. When they saw Pharaoh coming, hallelujah. Amen. And they walked in the deep. What the bottom part supposed to be potter, muddy. They walked in a dry land. And they walked in the deep as in ordinary dry ground like this. Our God is great. He's the same God we are serving today. Hallelujah. Few years later, when they came to Kadesh Barnea, the judgment seat of God, Canaan land was near. God now told Moses, send 12 men, one from each tribe, let them go. So Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunne, were among the 12. And they went, and it commissioned them, when you go to spy the land, see if the land swallow up the people, if the land is good, whatever, look at it very well, bring us the report. God did not tell them that there will be no giants on the way. He knew giants will be on the way. He knew snow. He knew that so many obstacles, so many barriers will be on their way. But the thing is, I am taking you to that land. He has spoken it. For I have said it. Amen. That I'm taking you to the land of the Canaanites, the Jebusites, the Amorites, and things like that. When they came to the land, the Bible made us to know it was the time of the harvest of pomegranates. And they caught a branch of the fruit of that promised land. And it took two people to carry it on their shoulders to the camp. Let the people see it. Whosoever wants to taste of it, the fruit, no good, no tree of the land, let the fruit of the land, let them partake of it. They saw it koro koro. But when the people came to Moses, truly we saw the land. It is good. It is this, it is that. As the Almighty God said, nevertheless. Nevertheless. There are giants there. There are the sons of Anakim. The Amorites, they dwell by this land. This one, no, the Jebusites, they dwell by the seaside. This one, they're on the mountain and things like that. God knew all those things. But I have given you the land. Our promised land today is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Brothers and sisters, let us go forth and possess the land. For we are well able. Hallelujah. There should be no time for negativity. Amen. Glory to God. Listen. Though there are witches in the land, though there are wizards in the land, though there are powers of darkness in the land, but God said, I have given you the land. Your seed shall possess the gates of witches and wizards and juju and babalawo and any power of darkness. Hallelujah. That is the promise of God. Heaven and earth will pass away. May God help you and me, my brother, my sister. Let's come to a stage in our life that, you know, we purge ourselves of all forms of negative confession. Hallelujah. You love the Lord? Praise the Lord. Because why? Caleb and Joshua, they were the very pedigreed seed of Abraham. All right. Listen. Pedigree means having genuine parents of the same breed. Are you there? Are you with me? Listen, church. Father Abraham was a friend of God because he believed God and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Is that right? Because he believed God. Believe God for what? For what seemed to the people of the world is something impossible. He believed God. And it was counted unto him for righteousness. Amen. And Papa Abraham is the father of Christianity. Amen. Father of faith. Genuine faith. Glory be to God. Our brother said, let me read something to us here. May God help us. Hey, 3:30, have mercy upon me. He said, amen. Can they give us 60:11:27E, Queen of Sheba. Baba was talking about a horse, a real pedigreed horse, a thoroughbred horse. He said you can put trust in him. Amen. God wants to have confidence in you. God wants to have confidence in me. God wants to put trust in you and in me. Thank you, brother. God bless you. 60. Okay, go to 60. that is the way it is with the Christian. Talking about, okay, let me read, bear with me. But you know, 59, please, 59. I like a horse, don't you? Oh, especially a pedigreed horse. One that knows his ancestors. Who they are, where they come from. From papa, mama, grandpapa, great-grandpapa, great-great-grandpapa, all the way back, he knows his line of blood. You can put some confidence in him. That is the way it is with the Christian. I like a pedigreed Christian, a Holy Ghost born Christian, not out of some creed, but he knows what blaspheme the blood of Jesus Christ now. Amen. What blaspheme he is for is genuine, pedigreed, Pentecostal throughout. Not Pentecostal organization. Pentecostal experience of the regenerative ghost baptism of the Holy Spirit in the soul. Pentecostal throughout. Born of the Holy Ghost. All the way back to Pentecost is experience. I like that. A pedigreed Christian. He knows where he come from. He knows who is Papa. Can you get it there? He knows who his Papa is. Who his Mama is. Who his Savior is. And who his God is. Amen. A real pedigreed Christian. I like that. And so, that is the difference. Hallelujah. Now, Caleb and Joshua, Bible said they have passed through difficult times, trials. Things have happened. Alright. Praise the Lord. 18, please. 18 of our sermon. There were 10 of these spies that came back and said, oh, it is impossible for us to do it. Why? They said, there are great places at war. And there are giants in the land. We nearly look like grasshoppers to the sight of them. Oh, we are a failure. We can't do it. And of course, 10 out of 2. So the 10 against 2, they were outnumbered. But Joshua and Caleb took their stand and said, we are more than able to do it. That should be the confession of a real pedigree seed of God. Amen. We are well able. No power of darkness can stand on my way. When that brother had the dream that, Satan said, boom, he got, smaller. Then, he shrink back. Satan said, boom, he stood back again. He got smaller. Boom. Then he thought, I'm going to do something. Well, all right. Satan said, boo, 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 boo. So when the man said, boo, Satan became smaller. Satan became smaller and smaller. That should be our attitude. We should not be afraid of any power of darkness. They cannot harm any of us. We must be positive in our confession. Amen. No devil can harm you until your time is come. God said, do you believe the prophet? We are the children of the prophet. Amen. Oh, goodness. Goodness, help us, Lord. Praise the Lord. We can do it. And of course, 10 against 2. They were outnumbered, but Joshua and Caleb, they stood their stand. They took their stand and said, we are more than able to do it. Before Joshua could speak, Caleb had to steal the people first. Get them quiet. Have you forgotten all that God did in Egypt? Have you forgotten the experience at the Red Sea? Have you forgotten how he stood for us when the Amalekites rose up against us and God destroyed them for us? None of them was left. I'm confessing negative. Keep quiet. Steal the people. Don't bring unbelief to the camp of the covenant people of God. Don't bring unbelief. Amen.
Now, what made Caleb so sure of it when the opposition was so great? It is according to what you are looking at. Caleb was looking at the promise of God. The other 10 were looking at circumstances. If you go to look at circumstances or look at what is around you, you are sure to fail. But you must never look at what is around you. Amen. At the Red Sea, when the people stood still, then God went to work. Let us stand still. May God help us, church. Let me bypass because of all this was our time. But the Christian doesn't look at circumstances. He looks at the world and stands still. God says so. That settles it. I have said it. That I'm going to deliver you. I'm bringing you. I'm going to take you to the promised land. The land of the Hivites, the Jebusites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites. To a good and a large land. He has said it. God said it. I believe it. God bless you for completing it. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. What if Abraham looked at the circumstances for a good 25 years? That's why he was called the friend of God. He believed God for the impossible. Brothers and sisters, may God help you. May God help me. And by passing, all right, 20C, please. Now, if Caleb would have said, paragraph 20C, oh yes, the opposition is great. We don't even have implements to fight with. And look at those walls. How could we ever get through the walls? There are 10,000 to our 100. We are outnumbered. We are not war people to begin with. We are not even a United Nation. We are just a bunch of peasant slaves. We are not even accepted as a nation. But one thing Caleb look at, God said before they ever left Egypt, I have given you that land. So Caleb didn't care what the circumstance looked like. He looked at what God said. Amen. Glory be to God. That is the way we must do tonight. Don't look at what circumstances is. Look what God said. It is God's promise that counts. I'm the Lord that healeth all your diseases. That's why he said in this sermon, salvation is yours, healing is yours, baptism of the Holy Ghost is yours. See the people, say, stand still. God was speaking. So he still the people. He said, stand still. And what they said, God was fixing to speak. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The first thing, 22 now, my brother. The first thing, look at that church being led natural. They had what? They had the word. They had the promise. Through Abraham, I promised the time was at hand. They had a prophet, Moses. They had an angel of God, which is the pillar of fire, and leading there. They had signs and wonders and miracles among them. Why exactly? And here they were going on their road with all good faith and come to a place where they were totally cut off at the Red Sea. All right, we've spoken on that. May God bless our soul. And when the children of Israel, 23, please, and when the children of Israel stood still, God spoke from heaven. And the Red Sea stood still. Don't forget that the woman said that, look, servant of God said that, look, when the Red Sea stood as an opposition before the people of God, oh my, God will go to any length to clear the road for any of his children. No matter what will stand on your way, God will make a way. He said, God looked with an angry eye upon the Red Sea. Through the pillar of fire, hey, my own man. And the rest is God's care. That's the God we are serving today. Look, we need revelation. Amen. He stood on the sideline and he heaped on his great walls up like mountains, standing at attention. When Jehovah spoke, the rest is too still. God commands to stand still. And Israel passed through the Red Sea as if it was on dry land. And the waters of the mighty raging sea stood still. Amen. Not long after that, 40 years after the people would not receive Caleb and Joshua's message, God said, they will not go over. When those 10 brought evil report, negative report, something to just discourage the people. In fact, they said it themselves in this chapter 14. What are we going to do now? Are there no graces in Egypt? You have done this for us. Our brethren has brought evil report to us. Let us make us captain and return back to Egypt. Unbelievers. May God help us, church. May that not be found in our life. Let us make us captain to return back to Egypt. Egypt, that God said, they will not return back to that place again. Remember, Egypt, type you want today. Praise the Lord. That is why you that are baptizing these days, have that in your mind. When after you have been taken to water and the minister lay hands on you and prayed for you and you are singing, I will never, never go back to, you must have that revelation. No matter what, let come, let go what may, I am not going to go back to the world. I'm not going back to my old former Adamic fallen nature. Rather than going backward, I'm going from justification unto sanctification, unto the receiving of the Holy Ghost in my soul. Praise the Lord. Amen. But they said, one day, Joshua came down in the month of April to the land of Jericho. Moses had done gone. God has taken away Moses from the scene. Remember that Moses was not lost. Are you there? Moses was not lost. In some sermon, the prophet will say only two reach the promised land. In another place, we say only three of them reach the promised land. The three, Joshua, Caleb, and Moses. Are you there? Because Moses was found with Elijah talking with Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration. Are you there? So, out of 2 million that left Egypt, only two made the promised land. Church, may God help us. That's why it is an individual race. We keep on repeating it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So now, he came to the to Jordan River in the month of April. When the Bible met us to look, Jordan overflowed his banks. Because the water from the mountain, the snow from the mountain, were being melted. So the water flowed and overflowed his banks. And it was high. Peradventure, it could even cover somebody up. And somebody will say now, maybe God made the greatest mistake that he could ever made. But God must prove himself. Hallelujah. He had made a crossover in the fall of the year when Jordan was almost dry. But he turns right back around and crosses Jordan when it is at its highest in the month of April. The snows are melting in Judea. And the great Jordan is swelling plumb over the place. And God brought his people to Jordan when she was raging the highest. Hallelujah. Come down, please. And when the Jordan, in her great muddy waves, as she was flashing from the hills of Judea, God had to speak. And when God spoke, Jordan stood still and listened to Jehovah when he spoke. Praise the Lord. Just as the Red Sea stood on right hand, on the left hand. The same thing, River Jordan stood still. Because according to the word of the law, let the priest carry the ark of God, which is the word of God. When they carry the ark of God on their shoulders, as soon as the foot, I mean their feet, touch the brim of the Jordan River, it gave way. According to the word of the Lord, Jordan stood still. And the people of God went forth. Amen. Praise the Lord. One day, when the children of God was coming in by the word of God, taking the land that God had given them. Now remember, God gave them the land down in Egypt, said, that land is yours, every bit of it. Amen. Now the people today are expecting God to reach down and get them by the neck. Say, you know, yes, that's right. You bring me out, clean me off, heal me, and I will believe you. God doesn't do his business that way. He gives you the promise, but you have to fight every inch of ground that you possess. Why didn't God go over there and just run out all the Amorites and Hittites and Perizzites, all of them, and all of them? Why didn't he just run them all out? No, Israel has something to do, and you've got something to do. God said, that land is yours. Go and possess it. As Israel fought every inch, even Joshua referred to it. Said, when you get to Jericho, said the Hittites, the Amorites, the Hivites, the Canaanites, the Jebusites, all these ones, he said, they fought against you, and God Almighty delivered them into your hands. Is God. So God delivered his people today from the hands of the enemy. Whatever promise that, look, we must fight every inch of the promise in this way because there is no time. Robert said that, look, you, whatever habit that is in your life, people may say it will be impossible for you to overcome it. But when you stand still, you are going to see a difference. May God help us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Go and possess it. And they had to fight every inch of their way. 27, please. But it was assured that it would be given to them. No matter what the results, what the circumstance looked like, it was theirs. God gave it to them. And they look at the promise instead of the circumstance. Healing is yours. Salvation is yours. The Holy Spirit is yours. The real Holy Spirit is yours. Because Peter said on the day of Pentecost, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sin. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise unto you Jews and to your children Jews, to them that are far off, Gentiles, and as many as the Lord our God shall call, both Jews and Gentiles. Listen to the prophet. If God calls you, he intends for you to have the Holy Ghost. Amen. If God calls you, he intends for you to have it. But you will have to fight every inch of the way to get it. You certainly will. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right. They went around Jericho. When they crossed the River Jordan, they went around Jericho and they compassed it 7 days. You all know the story. After that, now, one day, Joshua was just strolling around and he saw a man with a drawn sword. Joshua said, no. God said, no man shall be able to stand before me all the days of my life. Joshua took drawn his sword and went to the man. Are you for us? Or are you for our enemies? He said, nay, I am the captain of the host of the Lord. Amen. And what did Joshua do? Joshua just bowed himself. And he gave him the commission of what to do. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Gave him the commission of what to do. Then, the prophet made us to know here that there was a day. He said, blind Bartimaeus now. Say 100 years, several hundred years, paragraph 30. Several hundred years later, after that, there was an old blind beggar sitting by the way, by the walls. We know him in the Bible as blind, in the Bible as Bartimaeus. Many pronounces it Bartimaeus. Either way, we'll be alright. And there was sitting, here he was, sitting blind. And how he must have been thinking, this little boy, how his mama used to get him on her lap and tell him of the great stories, how God did great things. And maybe his favorite story was when Moses crossed the Red Sea, or when Joshua entered the promised land, just a few hundred years below where they were at. Oh, how his little bright eyes were flashed and said, oh, mother, tell me the story again before you rock me to sleep. And as he would take his hand and pat her pretty cheeks, as the young Jewish mother rocked in, little did he know he was sitting there blind someday. And then, as his thought went back to that great story, I can imagine it in his little mind. He said, well, here I am, an old ragged beggar sitting here. If I could have only lived in the day that when Jehovah made Jordan right below me here, stand still to see if I've only lived in that day. But my priest tells me that the days of miracle is past. There is no such a thing as Jehovah doing such. We just keep the law. Also, you could have remembered the story that not many years before this time, right down that same old cobblestone road, come Elijah and Elisha. The two mighty prophets of God, walking right along arm in arm, walking down to the Jordan years after Joshua had it to stand still. The prophet Elijah gets his mantle and strikes River Jordan and says, stand still, I've got to cross over. And the same Jehovah who stood it still for Israel, hundreds of years later, stood it still for Elijah. Praise the Lord. Then, when they crossed Jordan, both Elijah and Elisha, few hours later now, Elisha came back with that same mantle of Elijah wrapped around him. When he got to that Jordan, they said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And he struck it. And Jordan River parted into two. Blind Bartimaeus was thinking on all these things. Hallelujah. So if I could have lived in that day, I would have went to the place and said, prophets of God, please, I am blind. Can you do something to open my eyes? Glory be to God. I'm just jumping some things now. Oh, please, 33, go down a little. Oh, blind Bartimaeus said, if I could only live in that day, and I made the mighty captain. Hallelujah. Little did he know, less than 200 yards from where he was sitting, come that same captain of the host of the Lord, walking down the streets. Hallelujah. Amen. Joshua made fun of, always, those who do something for God. I can hear the priest run out and say, you that raised Lazarus out of the grave, we got a whole graveyard full of them up here. Come up here and raise one for me. Let us see you raise the dead. But you know, it is little men that pick up little things like that. But big men never notice that. They just go on. Hallelujah. 34, please. And there was some throwing, perhaps, overripe tomatoes or vegetables at our Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, the captain of the host is passing by. Amen. And where with him? Others say, hail the great prophet. Some for him, some against. I can see a bunch of priests say, you that raised the dead, I've got an old mother died up here, a good religious woman. Come, raise him, raise her up. Let me see you do it. Sure. That's what the devil always does. When you hear people talking like that, no, they are of the devil. The devil, when he met Jesus, he said, if thou be the Son of God, do a miracle here before me, and let me see you do it, and I will believe you. The children of the devil, they still say, they still told Jesus, just, you know, on the cross, if you be the true Son of God, come down from the cross, we will believe you. May God help us. 35, please. And here was this blind beggar. He listened. When there was people making noise, some for him, some against him. Hey! The prophet of Galilee. People are thanking God for all that he did for them. Maybe their loved ones that, you know, were deafened, or the ones that were blind, or the lepers among them, you know, their loved ones that he healed and made them completely whole. While they were hailing, some were against him, some were for him. Then there was this noise. There was blind Bartimaeus sitting down begging for the day's bread. Oh my. He just heard this noise. And he said, what is the matter? What was it? He was thinking of those things. The great mighty power of God, when it appeared, it was those on their road from Jerusalem. All right. We know Cleopas and his friend now. Prophet said that, look, when they were talking about him, that he appeared unto them. Let me bypass this one here. Because of our time, praise be to God. 36, please. Bear with me, church. You have the sermon with you. Now, I mean, notice, as blind Bartimaeus said, who did you say that was went by? It was Jesus, they replied, that great prophet of Galilee. Who is he? Oh, they claim he is the son of David. You know the Messiah was to come. Quickly, the spark caught in his heart. And he screamed, oh, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. There you are. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let me call short because of the time. Down, 37, down. 37b. Now, notice blind beggar said, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Now, who was this poor little old wrinkled arm ragged beggar sitting against the wall? And so many, probably 3,000 or 4,000 people yelling and screaming and making fun of Jesus, and some hailing him and praising him. He never heard his voice. He couldn't hear the voice of Bartimaeus. And his mind set on one thing. His head back, out in front of the procession, going like this, looking towards Calvary. And as he went on, that little beggar, they told him, shut up! Shut up! This is not the time to shut up. He has been in expectation. That was his day. Little did he know that the curtain of the host of the Lord was passing by in the person of Jesus Christ. Shut up! If anybody wants to beg, if anybody wants to pray, if anybody wants to ask anything from God, you keep quiet. But the more they ask him to keep quiet, the more he cried, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Robert said, that didn't stop Bartimaeus. He screamed much more, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Are you here this afternoon? May God help us, church. And with all the tremendous burden of the sins of the world laying on Jesus' shoulder on his way to Calvary, that one poor little, perhaps ignorant, insufficient beggar, that faith in his heart stopped the Son of God, and he stood still. Jesus stood still, said, bring him here. Oh, brother, Jesus stood still. And they brought the beggar to him, and his faith has stopped the Son of God and brought him to a standpoint, to a still standpoint. Stop. I said tonight, I don't care who you are or what your name is, how poor you are, how far gone you are, your faith tonight will bring God to a standstill to hear your humble cry. Be still and know that I am God. Don't listen to the rumbling bumble of the outside world. This, no, and these things like that. Stand still and know that I am God. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Brothers and sisters, let us listen to all kinds of isms that will make us to be panicking, make us to be confused. Then when after we have seen God do one thing or the other, one time or the other in our life, then when something happens, suddenly we forget about God. It's supposed not to be to a real pedigreed seed of Abraham. Church, may God help us. Because the God they serve there is the God we are serving today. We don't say that witches doesn't exist. They exist. But we must remove our mind from that, they can harm me. Never! No. Oh no. When you are walking in the dark, you are not alone. The God of the day is the God of the night. Oh goodness. When you are traveling, you are not traveling alone. He's with you. I will preserve your going out. I will preserve your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Then we put amen there. Simple. Do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death? I will fear no evil. I will fear no evil means I will fear no evil. For thou Almighty God, you are with me. He's my helper. He's my protection. He's my shield. He's my buckler. He's my hiding place. He's my strong tower. Brother, sister, stand still. And then let us see the glory of God. Amen. Let's stop being negative. Let us be positive. Glory be to God. I believe if you can get it, go back and read all that sermon. I know my demon leader. We should not be too forgetful. Church, may God help us. The prophet doesn't speak for speaking sake. He spoke by the revelation of God. And he speak with authority. And he wants you and me as children of the prophet. I say children of the prophet is because he begotten us by the gospel. This is the gospel of our day. Whatever the prophet has spoken is the mind of God for you and me. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. No matter how bad or how worse or how whatever condition, no matter what happened to you or whatever is happening around you, Jesus is in it all. Robert said, never you query him. Don't question him. Why is this happening to me? He said, keep quiet. Stand still. He knows it all. And is in it all. Amen. Your faith tonight can bring God to a standstill to hear your humble cry. Hallelujah. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. Why honor that thou art called? As he called Bartimaeus there, is he calling you this evening? Do not pass me by. Be still and know that I am God. Amen. He stopped him and they brought blind Bartimaeus to him and he said, what will you that I should do for you? He said, that I might receive my sight. That was the little talk that he wanted with Jesus. That I might receive my sight. What is the little talk with you and Jesus this evening? That I might receive eternal life. Hallelujah. What is the little talk with you and Jesus this evening? That I might receive perfect healing in my body. Do you believe it? And he said, thy faith has saved thee. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And as the old beggar stood there, 39 please. Thank you. Looking at his hand. And procession going on down the street. As Jesus went on, he began to see after a beat. Glory to God. And began screaming, running after Jesus, rejoicing and giving praise to God. Jesus stood still when God was going to do a work. Amen. Calm down, please. Stand still. Look straight in the face of Calvary and say, Lord, was it for me? Find out what God will say about it in his word. Stand still. Yes, brother. Some of these days, this old heart is going to stand still. Some of these days, time is going to stand still. Listen to God speak. You will stop some time. Oh, you say, I got my keys to raise. I got this to do. I got to wash. I got a plow. These things have got to be done. Stand still a minute. Let God speak. He will do something for you. One of these days, he will speak and the sun will turn no more. He will speak and the moon will fail to give its light. Yes, brother. Yes, sister. Someday, I am going to preach my last sermon. Someday, I will pray my last prayer. And I will put this old Bible for its last time. One day, you will come to church for the last time. I will come to church for the last time. If you are an habitual late comer to church, one day you will come late to church. Someday. I know you don't like that one. Habitual late comer. Our sister Deborah, she lives far, 20 kilometers. You need to know where she is living. Because of that far distance, at least maybe she still meets Sunday school a little bit, I believe. But you that live within the radius of this environment, habitual late comers. May God have mercy upon our one soul. We will attend church service one day for the last time. May God help us and prepare us for the coming of the Lord. When? You don't know. When? I don't know. May God help us. Stand still and see the glory of God. Brother, sister, whatever you are passing through, God is in it all. If God did not permit Satan to try Job, Satan could not have done anything against Job. It's the same God we are serving today. And when God could testify about Job, the only man in all the eastern countries, a man that feared God and eschewed evil. May God help you, church. May God help me. Amen. There is none like him. Praise the Lord. He stood and that one burnt offering. God bless you. I say God bless you. Hallelujah. That's the same God we are serving today. God so much had confidence in Job. And God said God wants to have confidence in you. God have confidence in his children. God bless you. I say God bless you. Oda beni bi pe enu yi man di lati le so pe amen ba ta ba so pe God bless you. Ko ti ye mi ko ye mi ko ye mi. You are not moving me, oh. I mean, you are not discouraging me. God bless you. You see now? I mean, what do you expect a child of God to say to a child of God? God bless you. The beauty of the world, where? Olori buruku, oloshi, oju e funny, this one. But God's children will say, God bless you. Song leader will call, God bless you. Pastor will call, God bless you. As we say, pastor will call, God bless you. God bless you. I've been here too far, Junie. Tell Valesha me, but I'm preaching gospel. But I'll be God bless you, God. To close this. Jesus. God bless you. Does the word of God fill your heart at all? Do you expect, do you rejoice to know that death is in your midst? Do you rejoice at all? Do you welcome the word of God in your midst? God bless you. Amen. Don't let the attitude of the other people, affect you at all. Brother, don't do that. Sister, don't do that. God, a change for better in our life. But I think came here. If we talk and talk and talk, a foreigner came here and he broke us. Yeah, go take a kawalara. Okay, bear with me. I'm a nipelole. You see, brothers and sisters, may God help us. You see, when they are recording there, it's for a purpose. Hey, Jesus. Rabbi has spoken this morning. Let me give you this church testimony. When I was in this trip, my last place was Lokoja. The old woman, the mama of the pastor, is almost 100 years. One day, I think it was an afternoon. I don't know. Okay, a sister brought food for me. The pastor was not at home. He traveled. And then, she brought food for me. They said, I should come and eat before the food is spoiled. I was playing the sermon. I just start the preamble. The sermon, expectation, and attitude. Who preached it? Expectation and attitude. Who preached among the ministers? Expectation and attitude. Person preached it. While I was eating on the table, when I was hearing amen, I said, Mama should be around. Then, I didn't know. Mama was sitting in the sitting room on the chair. Because of her, I made sure I finished the sermon before I left. When I got up to enter into the room, he said, Nimboni, what he preach a day? Money church, you are in Epe, eh? Inten Jenny church in Leleyi. Oluwa Modupe, oh. Another day, on Saturday evening, I was to eat my supper. They called me. I started the sermon of Brother Tim. God will cause your bitter water to be sweet. When I started it, this old woman, I didn't know, she came from the sitting from my own room and sat on the ironing table and was listening. Something was ministering to her. I was, because of her, when I finished food, I just sat down on the dining table there. When I finished, he said, Daddy, Nimbo ni yeti ti bo ilei, moni eni kolo wala ti gana, to a preach ilei, eh, nte nje ni chwa chi ilei, e she o, te play, emi o go yin bo o, shumwa long ti misi mi. Church, may God help us. Over to you, sir.
Over thy son, the Father. Amen. fount of abundance of grace. Hosanna was a blessing. Hosanna was a blessing. Winning mercy drops round us are falling but for the showers we bring. Oh, there shall be showers of blessing. Send them upon us, O Lord. Grant to us now our refreshing. O Lord, come and now honor thy words. Hallelujah. Shout was a blessing. Shout was a blessings winning. Oh, mercy drops round us are from falling, all for the showers we bring. Oh, joy in what we don't value most is valued by others. When we sit down here sometimes and we enjoy the riches of God's blessing, that is what God had against the children of Israel, that they ate angels' food and they were complaining. To them they say, our soul lighted this, loafed this light bread. No strength in this, nothing. But God said, it is the angels' food. That is what others value much. May God be gracious to us. May God take away every unbelief. May God give us a refreshing in our hearts. May God give us a revival in our hearts. May we never murmur or complain. May we not fall to the group of may believers. May we never fall to the group of unbelievers. May God open our blinded eyes. Stand still. Robert preached another sermon. Stand still and see the salvation of God. When you stand still, God moves. We see His power. If we have followed all that has been revealed to us tonight, and connected with that of Wednesday, it's a full, sevenfold course menu that we can carry to fight the enemy to a standstill, that we can carry to get all our blessings that we are looking up unto God for. It's enough to fight every doubt and unbelief and every workings of the enemy. We have just one enemy, and that is the devil, and he comes in through unbelief. But you have the word of God to fight him and drive him away from you. While we bring this service to a close, does somebody have a request and desire the help of God? Maybe say, God, give me faith, give me revelation, give me spiritual strength to be able to fight the enemy to a standstill. Help me take away every fretting, every fear, every doubt, every unbelief. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for this gracious word that has proceeded from your throne. We thank you very much, O God, because your word is yea and amen. It contains every vitamin for every junction of this journey. We thank you very much, O God, for how your word has come to drive away doubt and unbelief from our hearts. Your prophet told us that as you led the children of Israel in the physical, so you are leading us in the spiritual. And the children of Israel, they set an example before us. We saw where they failed, and they failed woefully several times. And we saw just a couple of them that pleased you, O God. We saw how they believed you. When they were almost stoning them to death, they were still able to stand to their feet and scream on the people that they should stand still and see the salvation of God. Lord, they believed, and when majority was speaking of fear and unbelief and impossibility, but Lord, your prophet told us, and the scripture, Caleb and Joshua, they have a different spirit. Lord Jesus, that's why they are the one that was able to make the promised land. Every make-believer perish in the wilderness. Every unbeliever, they perish in the wilderness. Lord Jesus, this earth is wilderness journey. We pray, dear God, that you help every one of us that will not perish with the world. Lord Jesus, give us real faith. Give us a recognition of what you have called us to be, of who you we are, as in this seed of Abraham. And Lord, the promises that is attached to this seed of Abraham, Lord, may you help us to take our possession, to put our footprints according to your word and your promises. May we never shack back. There is nothing that this message have never given unto us as instruments to fight the enemy. Just as your servant have re-echoed tonight, the dream of somebody seeing the devil say boo to him, and he jump back and he gets smaller, and the next time the devil say boo, he got smaller still, and he got the logic that he has to fight this guy. So he also got the courage to say boo to the enemy, and he saw him also jump back and become smaller, and you gave him the grace to continue to say it and to shout it until the devil completely vanished out. And Lord, that is what we are to do with your word, to boo the enemy. Your word has come today to boo the enemy for us. Give us grace to sustain it. May we not shack back in unbelief. May we not shack back in doubt. May we not be engulfed with fear. Drive away unbelief from our heart. Help us to take our stand, Lord, as a true son and daughter of yours. Have your way in our life. Gracious Lord, we pray, O living God, that you will give us the real faith, O God, Lord, that have ear on the chest, that takes no for an answer. Lord, the grace to look at these divine promises of the Almighty God that is written for our sake. Help us, dear Lord Jesus, Lord, to meditate on it both day and night. Father, you told Joshua, as he does that, that is why he will make his way prosperous and he will have good success. Spiritual success, spiritual victory, he lays in meditation on this word. He lays in listening to it both day and night. That demon that keeps people away from reading it and from listening to it, may you deliver your people from it, dear Father. The prophet said, rapturing faith lays in these messages. Help us, Father. He was asked a question, how we are to grow spiritually. He said we are to read the word of God every day and pray every day. There is no other magic to it. Help every one of us. Have mercy upon us. Take away slothfulness. Take away laziness. And Lord, the cares of the world, the activities that we have occupied with ourselves, and we don't even know how to manage our time, to have the time to spend some time for you, may you deliver us from such, Lord. Your word that we are hearing may not fall among the thorns, dear Father. Thank you, Eternal Father. Whatsoever made your children to have lifted up their hands, you are the only one that knows. May you supply their needs. may you meet their desires. May you grant their needs, Father. If it is physically, may it be granted. Spiritually, may it be granted. Concerning the sense of loved ones, may it be granted, Father. We pray, O God, that you bring testimonies out of all their requests. Thank you, dear Father. Every blessing that you have blessed us today, may the enemy not succeed in any way to jar them out of our hearts. May the Holy Spirit see them inside and water them day and night, that they might bring forth his expected fruits. Grant it, eternal Father. May we not serve you in vain, Lord. At the end of this journey, may none of us leave a shake of damnation. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. We ask you bless your servant that you have used for this service. May you bless him. May you replenish him. May you lift up the honor of his ministry. The virtue that has led him, may you return it back unto him. Everyone today that you have used in one way or the other, Lord, whether to pray, whether to officiate in one way or the other, those that stay with the engine, those at the computer, those manning the online, the officers at their posts of duty, the song leaders, singers or special, those that use instruments, in whichever way, oh Father, you have used your people, Lord, may we not be vessels of dishonor, may we be vessels of honor, oh God. Thank you, eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. As we dismiss, may you go with us. We are not leaving your presence. We are only leaving this physical building. May your presence go with every one of us. May we enjoy this week, Lord, more than last week. May you enjoy better health this week. May we receive more blessings this week. May we be drawn closer unto you this week. May we receive your Lord favor and everything we have in them. May it be doubled unto us this week, dear Father. Be with students. Be with workers. Be with business people. May you protect the travelers. May your grace stand for every one of us. Blessed be your wonderful name. If we are still here by Wednesday and we gather here, may you send your blessings again. Your servant in Ghana, once again, may you be with him, Lord. Those that went to Bakata, when they are coming back, bring them back safely. Thank you, King of Glory. Blessed be your wonderful name for hearing and granting our petitions, because we have asked them all with faith and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord bless you. We dismiss immediately. Did you, Raman, you told them?
All right, okay.
That's fine. Shall we rise? Yeah. Sorry, Mama, I was told you ask of me in the afternoon. I'm talking to Mama Aremo. Maybe after the service, I'll quickly see you before you go, Ma. God bless you. I care not today what the morrow may bring. It shadow or sunshine. 24. The Lord I know ruler for everything, and all of my worry is hallelujah, living by faith. By faith, crossing confiding in His grace.
you.